those moments where like you're driving and then all of a sudden you just zone in, all of a sudden you're like, I don't remember if the last couple lights I passed were green or red. Yeah. I could have easily just blown by 5 red lights.
I like dozed off in the middle of the road and almost ran myself off the road. So I'm like, oh, okay, that's not good. What is up, SportsCast? Welcome to the Sports and Stuff show, the Kings of Comedy. I'm Carter.
And I'm Adam.
And let's get right into it.
Yeah, we're back here once again. I think it's off.
Cool.
Yeah, we're here. I don't know. What are updates? I mean, we're at this episode 85? Oh, whoops. It's an episode. We were supposed to have Taya on today, so this is kind of just a rinky-dink sports episode, not going to cap. We're probably going to, I don't know when we're going to have Taya on. We're going to work on it. I don't know. It's going to eventually happen. I feel so bad that, like, we botched the last one with, like, the audio.
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt really rough.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun doing it. There was a ton of, like, fun topics in it, but it was just, like, you know, the audio really killed the episode, I feel like. But,
yeah,
we're going to have her back. I mean, it also kind of sucked because, like, that's, like, her main thing is, like, her voice and, like, the audio.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have to have the good audio for the voice, but,
Fair. Yeah,
we'll have Taya on eventually. But, yeah, we're, you know, what have you been up to other than?
Not much.
You got a haircut.
Yeah, I know. Shows off the LeBron hairline. just pretty much just been working and getting the house stuff figured out.
Yeah.
That's taken up pretty much all of my time, and I get to drive all the way back home tomorrow.
Ooh. Yeah. When do you leave? Early in the morning?
I don't know, probably like 10 or something. I haven't really decided.
Didn't you have to, like, last time drink like 5 ghosts or something?
Yeah, because okay. I've never made the drive from Boise back home. I've made the drive from home to Boise twice. The first time was the start of this school year, and I almost fell asleep. I, like, dozed off in the middle of the road and almost ran myself off the road. So I'm like, oh, okay, that's not good. Let's be more prepared next time. So,
dude, that's, like, the worst feeling when, like, you know you're about to, like, you're getting so tired, but then you're just like.
That's the weird thing is I didn't even feel tired at that point. I just all of a sudden, like, went like that. I'm like, oh my God, I think I was asleep.
Do you have those moments where, like, you're driving and then all of a sudden you just zone in? All of a sudden you're like, I don't remember if the last couple lights I passed were green or red. Yeah. I could have easily just blown by 5 red lights, but.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'll drive somewhere and I get there. I'm like, how did I?
Yeah, like, what roads did I take here? How did I get here? Just teleport?
Like, why? I don't know.
Dude, it
happens. It's weird, especially a drive you've made like a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I would go home from work in high school, that would happen all the time. I just get in the car and then I'm home. I'm like,
wait a minute.
All right.
Yeah. I feel like one of the biggest, like, things that I kind of do, which is a bad habit, is, like, you know, I have a long commute because I, like, drive like 30 or 40 minutes from my house to Boise.
Not for long.
Yeah. But, like, I always struggle with picking a song. So, like, sometimes I'm, like, 20 minutes into the drive, and then I finally have a song that I want to pick. And then, like, I only have, like, 10 minutes left. But, like, it took me, like, 20 minutes to pick the song. So I'm just, like, skipping there for, like, 20 minutes, going through all the red lights.
Dude, that's insane. You know how many songs you skip through in that long?
Yeah, dude, it's rough.
Like, hundreds.
I always, like, it always just, like, is bad. Like, I always skip through songs, and that's what I'm notorious for. It's like just skipping through as many songs as I can.
See, if I skip through and there's like 4 or 5 in a row that I'm like, nah, I'll just go to one of my like top 3 artists and just shuffle it.
If I go to that point, like,
more reliable.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I mean, for me, it'd be Drake, but like sometimes I'm like, you know what? Just screw it. And I just put on the radio and I'm like, I'll just listen to whatever the radio has.
No.
But like, the thing is, the radio stations here kind of suck.
Radio
like,
stations suck everywhere.
Dude, like, yeah, that's true.
It's so bad.
It's like, there's one specifically that I used to like when I was, when I first got this, like, little radio station into my, like, it was my little alarm clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know. This is like sophomore, junior year or something of high school. And that's why I found it out. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. And then now, to this day, they still play the exact same songs. Those songs came out when I was in junior year, and they're still playing. Like,
yeah.
One of the songs that always plays is Senorita by Shawn Mendes and Camila.
I butchered that.
Cabella.
I am so tired of that song, bro.
Dude, and then they also played I Don't Care by Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. And I'm like, dude,
I don't care. Okay.
Those came like out like a while ago, and they're still playing those songs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my. And now they only play Ghost by Justin Bieber. And I'm like, I don't want to listen to this. Like, it's so irritating.
I feel like I remember liking that one.
Ghost.
I've only heard it a couple times.
The first time
though,
that I listened to it. And then, you know, once you turn on the radio once in Boise, it's, you hate it instantly, I guess.
I mean, they have a horrible radio station playing where I work now. But
what's the radio station? Do you know?
I have no idea, but it's really bad. But it doesn't really matter because I can have AirPods in at work now. My last job, I couldn't. This was when I was at home in high school and last summer.
Mm.
And oh my Lord, they played the same radio station every day. And it was so bad.
I remember.
Dude, I'm so tired. Like, I am scarred from so many songs. Like, I cannot listen to them. I'm trying to think. What's the. The Weeknd dropped an album, and there was one song that was like,
I Can't Feel My Face.
I think it was Blinding Lights.
Oh.
That was him, right?
Yeah. Is that song? Really?
Hate it.
That wasn't that long ago, wasn't
it? I heard it 150 times a week. It was, oh my gosh.
Man.
What, and then Dua Lipa and DaBaby had a song together or something.
Oh, Levitating?
I got so tired of that. And don't get me wrong, I am a big fan of Dua Lipa.
Me too.
Trust me. But yeah, I got tired of that.
Dude, I remember when I worked at Walmart, they had the Walmart radio the whole time. They're just like, Walmart radio.
Oh my gosh. Man. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Dude, it was so bad. I mean, some of the songs were all right on there. Like, sometimes they play 80s, but, like, sometimes they just play some weird, like, electro. Because I think they did, like, every day was a different type of genre.
I mean, I don't hate that much. It's better than the same radio station every single day. That just, it gets mind-numbing. Like, it's, ugh.
Dude, it's so bad.
The amount
it's
of like, times oh I heard Despacito, bro.
Oh, man.
Oh, my Dude, gosh.
It's so rough.
So many. I can't even think of what the other ones are.
I mean, there's some that I like some radio station. Like, I know Bob FM, they play just random stuff. So, like, they play just anything. And, I mean, typically it's, like, 80s or 90s. But, like, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool because I get to listen to it again, like, after a while. But it's like,
well, the thing is, with a streaming service, I'm paying so that I can pick exactly what I want.
I know, but like for me, I don't know what I want. So then I skip through like a million songs, and I finally find this one. I listen for like 30 seconds. I'm like,
But listening to the radio, I just can't do it. Like, if I listen to the radio for 10 songs and one of them, I'm like, oh, I really like this. That's a good day for the radio.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
so
like,
I just shuffle my own music because I like all that.
I just hate that it plays ads. And I'm like,
yeah,
I'm like, I listen
too
to a song. Well, the thing that also pisses me off is like, there's like six radio stations I have in my little mix. And if I listen to a song, I'm like, oh, you know, I might like this. But the other stations might have a song that I like more. And then when I'm skipping, I go back to the one song that I'm like, oh, I should have just stuck with this one. And it's like 10 seconds left of the song. And then it goes to an ad for like 3 hours. And you're like, dude, come on.
Yeah, I don't know why you would ever use the radio. Just
Dude,
pick a song.
It's just like,
just pick a song.
I just don't know. I don't know what song. But oh well.
Throw some Yeet on shuffle. You'll be all good.
Oh no, that would be a rough drive home. But yeah, this is a sports episode. Believe it or not,
this is just an episode.
Yeah,
it doesn't really
this
matter.
This is. I think just talk about whatever. I mean, one of the things I really wanted to talk about is later on here, but screw it. Is Pat McAfee. Did you hear about the whole Pat McAfee thing?
Kind of.
Yeah, so he ended up signing a deal with ESPN. Everyone was, like, rumored that he was going to ESPN.
Yeah.
But then it was, like, ended up getting official. So he ended up, at this Disney summit, he ended up announcing it. And he had this, like, whole panel. It was so weird because at the panel, the thing that irritated me the most was his suit was, like, way too short. So his suit was, like, going up to here. It was so bad. It looked like something I would wear. Like, no, like something I would wear, but on his body. It was like, yeah, like it looked like a suit that should have fit me, but he was wearing it. But he ended up announcing that, and people were like kind of pissed because they think he's just selling out to ESPN.
I mean, I'm kind of surprised. I feel like.
Well, it's just weird because he like had the FanDuel thing.
I feel like it's going to be censored a lot more. And I feel like the big draw of that show is that it's just largely unfiltered. They just be saying stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I always loved about it. I haven't watched a ton of it in the last few months, honestly. I just, I don't know, I've been busier than when I used to watch it every day. But I still love those dudes. Like, they're so fun to watch. They're so entertaining.
Yeah, like, that was the biggest thing that I think everyone else was talking about, was they're afraid that they're going to, like, be censored a ton because they are going from ESPN. And they were like, and he even mentioned this because he made a ton of videos talking about it. And he said how, although they are making the move, he made like a deal for ESPN allegedly where he isn't going to change anything. He did say that they were going to like hold off on saying like dropping the F-bomb like all the time. But like, I don't know if that's really true.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, because like, I mean, because his whole thought process to like alleviate fans like stress was why would they pay for a show and then completely change it?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's true, but it's also like ESPN. There are just basic ground things that you kind of have to do. Like, you can't cuss every single word.
Like, a show that is used to swearing, like, all the time, trying to not is going to be probably difficult. Because we've never been allowed to, and I still have to bite my tongue.
Why? I mean, there's sometimes...
Why can't we?
I don't know.
We can now.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know.
Family-friendly.
Yeah, we're great. Great. I don't know.
During the Would You Rather with Peyton.
Exactly. Yeah, that was... that Taya episode, that was rough.
I don't even remember what we talked about, to
be
honest.
No, she just cussed every single word.
Oh, yeah, that's
but
true.
But, like, yeah, I mean, well, we used to not cuss because it was basically, you know, just because of the Pulse.
Mm-hmm.
And then they didn't want us to cuss, so there's a couple times where I slipped, though, and I had to go back. And that was rough because we didn't have, like, timestamps, so I'd have to, like... It like approximate what I said, like what I said. And then I don't know. I guess now we just kind of just do it, but
not really, though.
Yeah. I mean, we just kind of just hold off. Don't really do anything. But yeah, I was going to say something else about that, but I kind of forgot. But I don't know. I'm blanking. But
family friendly show.
But
we should make a sports and stuff after dark where we do
sports and stuff after dark.
Yeah. That would be fun.
That'd be so funny. Dude, I really want to do that. Like, do other stuff, like, other than just the show where we do, like, you know, maybe, like, stream a game or anything like that. I feel like that'd be so dope. Or even, like, you know are you a fan of Cody Ko?
I wouldn't say a fan.
Have you, like, do you watch their videos? Occasionally?
Occasionally.
They have one, like, segment or, like, one little series that they have. And it's like drunk cooking. So they cook with like the drunk goggles on.
Oh.
And they like, one episode I watched, they made burritos with those drunk goggles.
Just the goggles?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was like they were trying to do everything, but they couldn't. So that I feel like that'd be so funny.
I can't cook in general.
I know,
so
me neither.
That would be hilarious.
And like just doing random stuff like that, I feel like that'd be kind of funny. Just like doing, because like, I mean, we could just be way more than like a show.
Welcome to just substances and stuff.
No, no.
Okay, that was vetoed.
Yeah. I mean, everything else is on the table other than substances and stuff. We'll figure it out as we go on. Our demographic, I mean, at least I hope, is like college students. So, I mean,
I would assume so.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you always try to attend to go. And you always get those like fans that are like 14 or 15 or like,
hey,
forbid 12. Like,
listen.
And it's just like
people clown on people with that type of fan base, but people with that type of fan base get really big.
Really famous. And then they grow up and then you just progress and it's just like, boom. Then eventually you have a college fan base.
Listen.
You know?
Someone who likes the content is someone who likes the content. I don't care who it is.
Yeah, for real. Like, I mean, you could target to someone, but it's like, I mean, I don't really care. As long as you support us, I'm so grateful. You know, like, I mean, as long as you're watching our stuff, then it's like dope. But going back to Pat McAfee, he ended up, the weird thing is it sounded like he went from a, because he had a 5-year deal with, or I don't know how long the deal was with FanDuel. And that was 120 million.
Was three or four.
Probably three or four. And then now he's leaving that one to go to an 85 million one with ESPN,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know if that's the show gets 85 million and he gets another set of million. Cause it's not like he got 17 million around there roughly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's getting paid individually and the show's getting paid is what it sounds like.
I honestly have no idea.
But it's just weird because like from the standpoint of like, from doing this show and looking at like, you know, like Colin Cowherd and like even Undisputed and everything like that, they don't have any control. Oh. We're like, you know, when we're doing our show, we have complete control
yeah.
of everything. But it's just like so strange because that's what they have. And they're going to ESPN and they're not going to have like complete control.
Yeah, probably not.
Which is like, it's just so weird. But it's also interesting because it is kind of a bigger leap for shows like us where it's like, they are getting on ESPN, and it's not just like the stereotypical
it's huge.
Type of thing. So, I don't know. But
speaking of Undisputed, though,
yeah, Shannon Sharpe.
Shannon's gonna leave after the finals.
Yeah, that's so strange.
I saw something the other day that they're strongly considering LaShawn McCoy.
Yeah, I saw that
to be the replacement. I can confidently say right now,
he's not gonna be Shannon Sharpe.
That would be the worst show of all time. There would never be a worse sports show than if the show was entirely Skip Bayless and LaShawn McCoy.
Why do you think that?
They're both horrible. They're both just
I haven't watched much of LaShawn McCoy.
He's so bad. He's worse than
Doesn't
Skip.
Doesn't he do Speak Now or something?
He's worse than Skip.
Really?
He just doesn't know what he's talking. He's just stupid. I'm sorry.
Skip,
he's not stupid.
Skip knows what he's talking about.
He gives off stupid takes consistently and just...
So he's like me on the show. Just kidding. Well,
he's just, it's hard. It's really hard to watch him. And the only reason I can watch Skip is because Shannon's there.
Yeah.
So watching those two together.
I mean, Skip Bayless.
It's just going to be arguing about like, the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Which it kind of is already. But LaShawn McCoy is going to root for the Eagles. Skip Bayless is a Cowboys fan.
I mean, yeah.
They won't talk about anything else ever.
That's what I think. Shannon Sharpe was like the anchor to the show where,
yeah.
you know, Skip, he's been in sports media for like forever. So like he knows what he's talking about. He just kind of just has these crazy outlandish takes.
I mean, if his takes are what he truly thinks, then he doesn't know what he's talking about at all.
I don't know. I mean,
it's hard to tell what's real and what's a character.
Yeah.
But he's definitely crossed the line a few times. Specifically when he was personally insulting Shannon.
Oh yeah.
There was that one time they were talking about Tom Brady or something.
And he said, yeah, that was horrible.
Where that was bad.
He basically said,
I think that was the moment.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, on top of that, like there's that moment. And then on top of that, the Damar Hamlin stuff.
Yeah.
Where he ended up just like, he literally just didn't even show up the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something, you know, you could just definitely tell. And the next day they almost got in a full on, everyone thought it was staged, which I knew that it was going to come eventually, like the end, because on that show right after, he ended up having like the solo monologue and then like Skip, or he said, and he's like, well, hopefully, you know, Skip takes down the tweet, and Skip interrupted and was like, I'm not taking it down.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I can't even finish a monologue by myself without you interrupting. And it was just so horrible. It seemed so bad. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Their dynamic of like disagreeing on everything works for debate, but it's just not sustainable.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I mean, and that's why I like when we go in our debates, but I always hate it because it's like, it's just so rough. Cause like,
well, it's different because we debate for like a couple minutes or
they debate every single topic every single day.
We'll have a long debate like every few weeks or something like that.
Yeah.
That's all they do. They don't agree on anything. And I'm sure there are some things that they do actually agree on.
Take sides.
That they're told to take a side on. But it really seems like they just disagree. And on that's like another everything. Thing I was thinking. Half the show is LeBron.
And it's either LeBron,
the
Tom
Cowboys.
Brady versus Aaron Rodgers, and
the Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
Yeah, that's so, like, that's the strong majority. And I'm thinking now that Skip Bayless is like the biggest LeBron hater in media. Shannon Sharpe is one of the biggest LeBron lovers in media. What if, like, I think LeSean McCoy's a Bron hater. I don't think he's a Bron fan. How would that work?
Yeah, I think they might be too similar.
Is it just, they're just going to pile on him for 20 minutes?
Like, yeah, it's just, like, I don't know
and that
how
is
that's
going
to work.
Far from my biggest issue with LeSean McCoy. I just don't think he's a good analyst. Excellent running back. I'm sure he's a cool dude. I can't watch him.
What do you think about Emmanuel Acho?
I can't stand him.
Him either?
I can't stand him.
He's
bad.
I don't know. I
the
think
whole Justin Herbert stuff was...
Well, that was stupid. And he admitted that. He took it back
just,
and everything.
He just... It's a routine thing, though. He just...
Yeah,
just says stuff. And not in a good way.
I mean, it's just hard because it's like... I don't know. Everyone has their own takes. And, like, some people like them. Some people don't. And you listen to people because you like their takes. Or you listen to them because you absolutely hate everything they say. And... You're just like, oh, why? I can't believe they said that.
Not necessarily.
Well, that's like the Howard Stern thing. Howard Stern, of his listeners were haters.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't that often listen to, like, a topic I don't care about on its own. So I care more about the topic if I'm going to, like, click on a video or something, whether it's Colin Coward, Rich Eisen, whatever. Like, if they're talking about Brock Purdy and Trey Lance, I'm clicking on the video.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think it's – I don't know if I always listen because I particularly like or hate somebody, but I don't know. I don't know what Shannon's going to do now.
Yeah, I don't – I mean, I feel like the easiest route or, like, the most likely route is he just does his own thing, like, does his own podcast or something.
I would love, absolutely love, if he replaced Kendrick Perkins on that show and was with J.J. Redick.
Oh, man.
Love it.
Dude,
J.J. Redick might be the best.
So much.
J.J. Redick might be the best analyst in sports media. Like,
dude,
as far as basketball goes.
Yeah.
He's so good. He's incredible. I really like Shannon, too. Stephen A. is an interesting one.
Yeah.
Stephen A. is very polarizing. I feel like I enjoy watching him more than I don't, but there are times where he is unbearable.
Yeah.
I think that he's like a...
Well, he used to do the show with... It was Stephen A. and Skip Bayless.
I'm glad that I wasn't really watching sports shows that much when that was going on. Because
that would have been horrible.
That would have been rough. But, yeah, I don't know what's next for Shannon. I honestly, I'd be surprised if he does his own thing. It's just... Geez, I feel like that won't be as big as if he signs with, like, a major network. So, I don't know. It's tough to say. He also could do both because, I mean, Skip does both. Skip's got his own podcast, which I honestly enjoy so much more than him on Undisputed.
I know.
It's so much better.
Yeah, because he's
a lot,
not just, like, irritating.
Yeah, he's, like, actually, what's the word? Reasonable, I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know, but.
Which I think that kind of just proves the point that, like, I mean, it just seems like a whole stage for, like, the Undisputed show.
Yeah, I'm positive that at least part of him is a character. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure that he does dislike LeBron, but definitely not as much as he says.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that bad.
Uh-huh.
It can't be. Like, the dude's tweets.
Yeah.
He tweets like a 13-year-old, which,
but like,
don't get me wrong, I kind of do too, but I don't have that big of a platform.
Yeah, the crazy part is that he's done something right at least where he's stayed in the media for this long for
sports
media.
Is impressive. That's true. To stay relevant, like, this long, he does.
Yeah,
it's what he's doing is working, I guess.
Yeah. So
but,
I don't know.
There's just been a couple times where he's like crossed the line a little bit, and I'm not surprised Shannon got tired of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been on for like what, 6 years, five,
something like that.
I remember when they first started showing, like, doing the thing for it, and I was like, oh, what the hell is this? And then, I mean, kind of became like one of the bigger staples. Like,
I didn't know Shannon.
Fox Sports was kind of dominant. It's kind of weird because, I mean, Colin, he's been near his, like, you know, lower. He's on the back end of his career.
I don't watch a ton of him.
I mean,
he's hard for me to watch.
I hate watching his main show, but I like watching the clips. Like, he's my favorite of, like,
really
watching clips. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Of, like, any sports show. Like, that's your
Colin.
Really?
The Herd. Yeah.
That's surprising.
It's so weird. I don't know why, but like...
I mean, I'll take Pat McAfee's show over that.
That's... I mean, Pat's like second. And then I would go skipping.
I would
like
take
Shannon.
Undisputed over,
really?
Over the Herd. I would definitely take Rich Eisen over the Herd.
I don't really listen to Rich Eisen, I'm not going to lie.
I don't watch him a ton, but he's actually really good. I started to watch him more lately. He knows what he's talking about. I like watching him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think who. You know who I also don't like?
Hmm.
Chris Sims. He's hard for me.
Dude,
the quarterback list he puts out every year, it just doesn't make any sense at all. And then he's super defensive about it, which I understand, like, defend your takes, but I don't know. The dude had, this is just one of many examples, but the dude had Purdy below Jimmy.
Dude.
Like, what are we doing?
Dude, and then whoever runs CBS Sports.
You saw the same exact team get better.
Is he in CBS? I'm pretty sure he's on CBS. Anyone on CBS?
I don't know.
Dude, I just hate it. It's just so bad. It's so horrible. If you look on, like,
and
the CBS,
the thing,
like,
is, like,
thing,
I'm sure that all these guys are cool in real life.
Yeah.
I have nothing against them as people. They're just hard for me to watch on TV.
And, I mean, that's, like, the thing is, like, just preferences. Because, like, I mean, you can't stand Colin. Like, I love him.
Yeah.
And, like, there's, like, you know, there's, like, that kind of, like, thing. Like, some people might look at our show and be like, oh, these guys are stupid. Like,
yeah.
And then someone commented and was like, I don't even remember what it was,
the
but
nerd
they were
thing.
Like, oh, no, that was weird too. I was like, what the? I was like, we've gotten a ton of comments, but that was just, I didn't understand it. There's one where it was like, this is what the world goes to when we allow weed or something. And then I was just like, what? And then they just like, these people just started commenting like an argument on like how weed has ruined like the brains of kids. And I was like, first off, what? And it was even weirder because it was a topic. It was like the duck versus the horse thing.
Oh.
And that's a common thing. Like, that's not something we made up.
Yeah,
that
we
was
did
just,
not make that up.
Yeah, like, and we were just talking about a topic that everyone else is talking about. And then they thought that, like, it was so weird. I don't know what.
Yeah.
But, man.
As we record this, we are two games into the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
It's tied 1-1, the Heat winning game 2 to even it up. And the next game will be played tomorrow night, which is Wednesday night. And we got a series now. I'll be honest. I mean, I went into it. We made our predictions. I said Nuggets in 5, even though I want the Heat to win. And then after game 1, I was feeling pretty good about that. And
yeah,
I thought Nuggets in 5 made a lot of sense. And then the Heat came out and shot like they did. They shot, what, like 49% from 3 or something ridiculous like that. Everyone that wasn't hitting shots in game 1 started hitting shots in game 2. And the thing is, the Nuggets didn't even shoot poorly. They still shot pretty well. They just, not as well as the Heat. And Jimmy Butler didn't even have an especially good game. Max Strus is the one who really got it going in the first quarter. He went 0 for 10 in game 1. 0 for 10. Comes out, first bucket of the game is a Strus catch and shoot 3. Like, he just completely wiped game 1 out of his mind and just started firing, which is the perfect attitude to have as a catch and shoot guy. And I'm really excited to see where this goes. Like,
yeah,
I mean, Jimmy Butler's not even been at his best yet, and they're still in it, and they're going back to Miami. They stole home court. I would be shocked if they defend it and win both at home. I'd be shocked. But,
well, we were talking about this a little bit previously, where we thought that if, you know, Denver won game 1 and 2 in Denver, it's over for the Heat. Like, they had to steal one, like, Denver. And they did, which it was pretty impressive. Now everyone's talking about, Jokic's, like, you know, impact on the team, because they were talking about, you know, they were covering Murray way more, and Jokic ended up dropping 41, and they still lost. And they
it
were like,
it wasn't necessarily about covering the other players. It was about covering lanes. It was about covering,
like,
passing lanes. They clogged up the passing lanes. And I know Eric Spoelstra got upset at the question, like, did you try to turn Jokic into a scorer? Whether he was trying to or not, that's what they did. They took away his ability to playmake for the majority of the game, which, as amazing as he is in a lot of areas, the playmaking is his thing. Like, that's the best aspect of his game. And so when that was kind of out the window, that really opened the door for the Heat. And listen, he scored over 40, but 40 points doesn't win you a game.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't. And, like, one guy cannot score enough to win a game. That's just mm-hmm. a fact. So if you take away Jokic's playmaking, you have a good chance. And, obviously, I don't think they're going to be able to keep doing that. Michael Malone's a good coach. He'll adjust. And Jokic is the best player in the world. He'll adjust. But they got one. And the reality about the playoffs is it doesn't really matter how it happened if you get it.
Right? Yeah.
Like, it's not a whole season. This isn't game two of the season where, like, oh, you get a win. Can we keep this up? Like, you stole one. Not even stole. You won one. You got one. And you just got to do everything you can to keep finding ways to win, because there's so many more adjustments in a playoff series than during, like, a normal season, that every game almost feels like a new series in itself. Like, it's just different strategies, different rotations, different everything. And these are two of the better coaches in the league. These are the two teams that are the best right now in the league. And I'm having a great time watching it. I don't know. I hope it goes to seven.
Yeah.
I would say that.
Even, I think I said Heat in seven previously.
You did. I would say, even though I'm technically not wrong yet about Nuggets in five, I'm ready to say that I'm wrong, because I think there's. I don't know.
Think
there's any way that the Heat don't win one of the next two.
I think six is reasonable. I don't know about five. It's rough. I mean.
Yeah, like, it's technically.
The Nuggets are a way better team. That's what makes it harder. Are. Like.
Well, I mean, they're definitely more talented.
Yeah.
It's tough to say what makes a team better. Well, there's
also chemistry as well.
Yeah, and the Heat have that. Tyler Hero, there was supposedly a chance he'd be back for game two. Now he's not even going to be back for game three. I read somewhere that he said that he has genuine concerns about coming back and messing up the flow the team has right now, which, respect to him, because that's an incredible. I wouldn't have the strength to do that.
Yeah.
I just want to get out there and hoop.
Well, if you think about it, there's that aspect. And it's also kind of crazy because, I mean, interrupting the flow, where it's like your job is kind of on the line. Like, if they end up saying, oh, I mean, we don't need Tyler. Like, we played way better without him. And then they end up just dumping him. And it's like.
I don't think that. I mean,
there's still that on the table. There's so many like
even if sports, they win it all and he doesn't come back, I don't think that they're going to necessarily point a finger at him. Teams just basketball.
I mean, they just kind of cut their, you know, like, I mean, if someone gets way too high on a payroll and you feel like you can do better on a cheaper price, then they're going to do that.
There's not a whole lot that's better at that price that's realistic for them right now.
I mean,
honestly. And Tyler Hero,
people
are talking about Tyler Hero like he's just some bum. Dude's a 20 a game guy. Like, he can light it up. Now, on defense, he's bad. He is. Which,
I feel like almost everyone in the NBA, though, is, like, pretty bad on defense. Like,
no.
I feel like.
No.
Well, it's just such a high scoring, offensive league.
That's because the players are more talented now than they've ever been.
Yeah.
Like, they're just so good. I saw yesterday someone posted a throwback clip of that Jordan clip where he, like, goes up for the dunk, wide open, by the way, switches hands and lays it up and in for absolutely no reason, which I will submit as the most overrated play in basketball history. There was no reason. There was no reason. He was right. This is the rim. He was right there. There was no reason. Anyway, yeah, that's that famous 90s defense leaving him wide open. But I mean, you got guys like Lonnie Walker did that, like, twice. Jamal Murray in the bubble did something ridiculously hard. He went up, and I think it was LeBron and Dwight Howard, like, right there. He, like, goes under, wraps it all the way around their bodies, throws it all the way up on the glass, and it goes in. Like, you got role players and starters doing things now on a regular basis that blew people's minds back then. So,
yeah,
like, I don't know. I don't think that the defense is worse now. I just think the offense is that much better. The guys have so much more skill now that guys are learning how to do things that you can't guard.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what. Like, Steph, bro, you can't guard
that. You can't
that.
Really, yeah.
Well, if he pulls up from, if he steps back from 35 feet away, you can't guard that. It doesn't matter what era you're in. Like, that shot, if it goes in, it's going in. It doesn't matter what year. So, I just think guys are learning how to perfect, like, unguardable things. Kevin Durant is a walking unguardable shot. Like, He's 7 feet tall and he shoots it above his head.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about that?
Well, like, even if, like, what, you're going to have to jump and try to, like, you know, block it.
You got to, like, full-on like, vertical leap to try to block that thing. And if you do that, he's just going to go around you.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, that's what makes it harder is, like, blocks on a three, like, a jumper are so hard to do.
Yeah.
Like, that's what was so crazy when Zion took that jumper in, like, in college and just went... And just dude, obliterated it.
Zion
like,
is an athletic that
was,
freak.
That was ridiculous. Do you remember that play?
He's done that in the NBA, too.
Yeah, like, that's ridiculous. Like,
swats it 8 rows into the stands.
I know. Like, and it's, like, already halfway through, like, you know, the project, like, yeah. trajectory, and he just absolutely blasts
that's
just, it.
That's a narrative I've always not really liked, is that, oh, no one can play defense now. If you dropped these guys in any other era, I don't think they could guard him either. Like, guys are, I know, but guys like, are just learning like, how to be unguardable
now. I just
feel
like everyone just says their defense sucks. And it's like, defense sucks.
There are several players in today's game whose defense does suck. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, Hero's one of them. Jordan Poole definitely comes to mind. I'm a big Damian Lillard fan as you'll ever see. And I can admit he's a below average defender. Like, it's... I don't know. But there's also elite defenders. I mean, Anthony Davis, elite defender.
And it's also like...
Kawhi is not exactly his prime self, but he's still an elite defender.
I mean, like, from the standpoint of, like, energy, like, would you rather put way more energy into, like... I mean, if you could put energy in both, that would be great. But, like, ideally, that might not be realistic all the time. So it's like...
If you have to focus more on one, I would say the strong majority of people are going to pick offense.
Yeah. So, like, and that's what most people do.
Because
like,
here's the thing. You can play, if you play perfect offense, like if you execute something on offense perfectly, you'll score, right?
Yeah.
Like just, that's it's perfect. You can play perfect defense. You can perfectly contest a shot, and a perfect shot will still beat perfect defense.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the thing they say in football, like a perfect pass beats perfect coverage every time.
Yeah.
A perfect possession on offense beats a perfect possession on defense. So... Defense is obviously super important, but I do think offense is the more important aspect of the game.
I think that's also with, like, probably maybe not so much for, like, baseball, but, like, I think for most sports, that's kind of how it is.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that football and basketball are the only ones I feel like I can actually speak on because I watch both religiously. I can't really talk about offense versus defense in, like, baseball or whatever. I don't know. I will say defensive plays in baseball are, I think, more fun to watch.
Yeah.
Than offense. Like just.
Like even double plays. Like, but that's like the thing with
maybe
like
maybe not
pitching.
Like basic double plays, but like.
Crazy ones. Yeah.
I think a crazy catch is probably just as cool as a home run.
Yeah.
I think.
It's just like, well, it's also way harder because you have to track like a tiny little ball in the middle of the sky when it's like. If you've played any sport, it's so hard, especially if it's sunny, to, like, keep something tracked down. Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous. And if you just are able to make that catch, it's like, damn.
Yeah.
But, and, like, with pitching, like, that makes it so much more difficult. Like, because, I mean, we've already seen it.
Baseball's crazy hard, man. Like,
well,
I don't particularly enjoy it. It's just not really my thing. I've never got into it that much. But I can admit that it is so difficult. Like it is,
yeah.
I would say that it's probably the second most difficult sport of the, like, the big famous ones.
What do you see the first one is?
Hockey.
Yeah, I mean...
I think so.
I think baseball's harder than hockey.
It goes without saying, but they're on, like, skates.
Yeah.
Like, they're on skates on ice and, like, sprinting and, like, making moves and backpedaling. Like the skates aren't even there.
Yeah.
And I've also... I think that hockey... has the most, like, precision. And what I mean by that is the goalie takes up so much of the goal. Mm-hmm. Like, they almost take up the whole goal as is. And, like, if you leave a spot like that, yay
he
big,
can just move.
Open. Well, yeah, he can just move. But if you leave a spot that big open, which isn't even that much area, like, they will find it. Like, hockey players are incredibly precise. Not only are they on skates, in, like, basketball or baseball or football – you're directly touching the ball. Like, your hand is exactly what controls it. There's no, like, middle man there. Hockey uses a stick. Yeah. So not only do you have to control yourself on skates, and not only do you have to aim the puck correctly,
well, also, like,
you have
I
to
mean,
use
soccer.
A stick to do it.
And it's, well, I mean, it's
I think
like,
soccer's
it's
the
like
easiest.
The cross. Because lacrosse, you have the, I mean, you have like the little net.
Lacrosse is definitely hard too. Lacrosse, I just don't think it's one of the big ones.
It's like, it's literally, they call it field hockey for a reason, because it's just hockey, but like you're not on skates.
No, field hockey is different than lacrosse.
Isn't it? Well, isn't it like a different, but isn't it this, like similar though?
I think field hockey is played like the ball's on the ground.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, like still like the same thing. Like, kind of like from the same premise, they're like field hockey and like that, and
they're similar. Yeah,
yeah, it's just similar to the premise of like hockey, but like hockey is on skates and like their own land.
Now that I talk it out, like the nuances of basketball and football are also so difficult. Every sport is so hard, but I think hockey, man, I think it's got to be. And I would say,
I mean,
of
I
the
don't
major
think
when
like
I say major sports, I mean football, hockey, baseball, football, basketball, and soccer.
Mm-hmm.
I think that soccer would be the easiest.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think that it's definitely one of the most demanding in terms of like being in shape, like cardio. So I'm not saying it's easy by any means, but like I've seen hockey players be 30 feet away from the net, just snipe one into the tiniest little area using a stick on skates. The amount of times I've seen a soccer player have a tap in right in front of the goal and sky it all the way over the net. I don't know. I think that hockey is probably the hardest, but we got so off topic.
How would you rank it, like, in like sports to play?
Like just in terms of difficulty.
Of like, okay, let's go.
Like what I think
baseball,
would be the most
basketball,
difficult?
Football, hockey, soccer. Rank those five in like difficulty. Like one being the most difficult, five being the most.
I guess it's weird because I've played a couple of them, so the ones I haven't played seem harder. But I would say off the top of my head, I would go hockey, baseball, football, basketball, soccer. Hold on. Sorry. Football, basketball, soccer.
I would say, I think I'd agree.
Because like there's so much nuance to basketball too that it's hard to put it second to last, but I don't know.
I mean, but with football, you like to play with basketball, I think you could easily pick it up and play. Like compared to football.
I guess I'm talking about like pro.
Yeah. Oh.
Now if we're including all sports, golf is the hardest. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
I'm not kidding. To be like a good professional, I would say golf is the hardest.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to like, I don't even know how they control where their ball goes.
It's like, genuinely like, it took me golfing and then me watching golf to truly appreciate it. It's insane, man. Like they're so good. They're so good. And golf is so hard. It is so difficult.
Like, dude, I still can't even. I mean, I still struggle so much, like, actually hitting it.
Yeah.
And, like, getting, like, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, and there's so much, like, angles and trajectories and, like, knowing what iron and, like, what club to use. Like,
The reality is pretty much all sports are really difficult.
Yeah. But I mean, that's, like, only why there's only, like, such a handful of people who actually make it to, like, professionals. Yeah.
And
even
I don't
college.
I don't think that people recognize enough how much better the professionals are than we are.
Yeah.
Because it's not close. I remember a story came out. Ryan Scalabrine, he played a one-on-one versus a guy at like a local gym or something and smoked him because he's an NBA player.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was like, oh, like you're like the worst player in the NBA. How did that happen? And Scalabrine goes, I'm closer to LeBron than you are to me by far.
Yeah.
And that's true. Like the difference between the top level and bottom level athletes in a league is much bigger than the difference between those bottom level athletes and us.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's insane to me. They're just all so good at what they do, man.
I know.
But, yeah.
I mean, I would never be built for it. But
oh, me neither. I couldn't do it.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, that somehow came out of talking about the finals. But,
yeah.
Looking ahead, obviously we're in Miami the next two games. Miami needs to defend home court, or they need to try. Something that's interesting, they won last game. Caleb Martin didn't do anything. He only played 23-ish minutes. He had, I think, 3 points. Like, he just didn't do anything. They still managed to win. I'm I'm very critical of Bam Adebayo. I have been for a while. He is very pleasantly surprising me in this series. I know that's weird to say considering Jokic just dropped over 40, but I didn't expect anything from him stopping Jokic-wise. No one can stop Jokic. Like, literally no. Anthony Davis was playing defense better than anyone in the world, and he got shredded by Jokic. Like, it just...
Well, and then, like...
He's unguardable.
People were talking about now, like, the narrative of, oh, every time Jokic scores 40 or more points, like, they haven't won.
Yeah.
And, like... And then there's a whole thing, like, the head of the snake is not... they're like, oh, the head of the snake for the Nuggets isn't Jokic, it's Murray.
Yeah, that's stupid. To stop Murray. That's unbelievable.
And I was
stupid.
Like, what? And, dude, Murray didn't even, like,
Jokic
really...
is the head of the snake in the entire world of like, basketball. Like, there's no one in the world better
than him. I was, like, so shocked. Like, I was like, what? Because, yeah. I mean, Murray, I mean, he. Don't get me wrong, he's, like, a really great player.
Top-tier
like,
second option.
Once he started to actually heat up a ton, which he started to heat up a ton then, like, no one really talked about him much prior to, like, the second series that the Nuggets had. Like, it's all Jokic. It's like the whole thing, like, I think, where they just kind of get fatigued, where everyone's just been talking about Jokic, so now they're like, oh, we got to talk about Murray now for the Nuggets. Like, I mean...
And don't get me wrong, Murray's been... He's a really great player, and he always steps up in the playoffs. Like, he's a playoff performer, but he's not the best player on that team. And
yeah.
It's not close, either. Like, it's not even a conversation.
He's the best player at what he does... Where, like, he shoots. Like, I mean, I would take him over shooting than, you know, Jokic.
Oh, yeah.
But, like,
just
Jokic
shooting,
in general.
Just pretty much everything else.
Yeah.
I'll take Jokic.
Yeah.
He's so good. But, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting series. I hope. I mean, I hope that wasn't one fluke game. And
I could definitely see that if I'm going to be honest.
They shot, like, almost 50% from three. So I see the argument. But at the same time, they only lost by... It's either 9 or 11 in game one. And
in this one, it was like
a couple of their key players shot like horrific, like just awful. And if they would have shot their average, it's a whole new game. So we've had both ends of the spectrum for Miami in very strong ways in games one and two. So it's going to be interesting to see them regress to the mean a little bit and see how they do. But we're going to need a big Jimmy game.
Yeah.
Like, I think the next one they take, it needs to be a big Jimmy game. He hasn't really looked like himself in the first two games, and I'm sure he's not 100%, but...
They just need him overall.
He's playing. Like, you're playing, it's the NBA Finals. You just do it. I know it's easier said than done, but they need Jimmy Butler to be Jimmy Butler right now.
And that's like, that would be like saying for, you know, like the Patriots previously, be like, all right... We're just going to let Tom Brady be on the back burner, but we're just going to win a Super Bowl. Or, like, we're just going to let Patrick Mahomes, he's going to chill, and we're going to just try to beat the Eagles.
He's not exactly Mahomes important, but, yeah. I mean,
to that Miami team, though, like...
No, not even close.
Yeah. He's like that. Dude. He's like the heart of that Miami team.
He wasn't... I don't know. He is the heart, absolutely. But I don't think he's as valuable to them as Mahomes is to the Chiefs.
No, I mean, yeah. Like, Mahomes is like the best player.
This is such a weird argument. Like,
I know, but yeah.
Across sports.
Like, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's the premise. The premise is there. Like, they need him, but they can't just be like, expect him to be like chill. And then, because he's like that heart of the team. So, like, you can't expect the heart of the team to be like, stepping back for a couple games and then them expect to win the series. Like, I mean, if that makes sense, you know?
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, they did win last game. So, and Jimmy was clutch. Like, I'm a guy who I think that if you have three bad quarters and you have a good fourth quarter and win the game, you had a good game. I think so. That's
it's just kind of time management. Like, I mean, just picking the right time. And that's like the whole thing with like, you know, getting hot before the series starts. Or, like, the season, or playoffs. Like,
if you just look at Jimmy Butler's numbers alone, didn't look great last game. You'd hope for better. If you watch the game down the stretch, he was huge. Mm-hmm. He was massive for them. So, you know, numbers. There's a saying that men lie, women lie, stats don't. That's completely wrong. Stats lie all the time. Yeah. So, yeah.
But it's kind of strained a little bit. We are from Idaho, as you know, or not from Idaho, but we're in Idaho, and the Steelheads, you know, normally I don't really talk about hockey. I don't really care that much about hockey, if I'm going to be honest. But the Steelheads have been doing pretty good. They're in the finals for the Kelly Cup in their conference. So they've been pretty good. They beat the Utah Grizzlies 4-2, and then they beat the Allen Americans 4-1. And then in the, like, their conference finals, they ended up winning 4-1 as well. And now they're in playing against Florida, which I'm pretty sure Florida is, like, the repeat champion for, like, the past 2 years.
Okay.
So, like, they're playing them. They ended up dropping the first two at home, which, I mean, for any sport, if you drop the first two at home,
that's not great.
That's tough. Like, unless you're only, like, a weird anomaly where you only play great on the road, which, I mean,
that didn't really happen.
Yeah. Like, especially, like, which just doesn't make sense, though, because it's like, I mean, your fans are there. You don't have to travel, so you don't have to worry about breaking any routines, like, everything like that. But they ended up dropping the first one in overtime. And then the next one yesterday, or the other day, they ended up losing. But they ended up getting to, like, a rough start where, like, I mean, they scored first. And then as soon as, like, they allowed, you know, Florida to score. And then as soon as the second period started, they ended up just instantly scoring.
Yeah.
And, like, after that point, it was just, you know, you knew it was kind of over. But, I mean, it was just kind of strange. I thought we'd just kind of talk about it because, like, I mean, it's Boise. Yeah. Like,
well, and speaking of hockey, the Stanley Cup Finals are on right now, too.
Yeah, Vegas Knights.
The Golden Knights are up 2-0 on the Panthers. They beat the piss out of them in the last game.
Yeah.
I think it ended at 7-2, which is insane. The series shifts back to Florida now, and it's not looking good for Florida. But
they're also, yeah.
I mean, it didn't look good for Florida before any series started. So I'm not going to count them out. I think they're short favorites at home in Game 3. If they can take one, we got a series. And I hope we do. Hockey's super fun to watch.
They better take one at home. I mean,
yeah.
Well, they have to because
I mean, if they
the
take,
next two.
If they, what? You know what I mean.
You know,
shut up.
I think, you know, they're down 0-2. I think they need to win at least one of the next two to stay in the series.
I meant Game 3 specifically.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
Hey, 3-0 comebacks have happened in hockey.
Yeah.
I think once. Maybe twice. But anyway. Yeah, hopefully we get a good series out of that. I think Florida takes Game 3 and makes it interesting at least. They've been a really good team this postseason, and although the Golden Knights, man, it's crazy.
I mean, the thing is, they have a winning mentality. Like, they've had it for the past, like, couple years. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
it's crazy how much success the Golden Knights have had as an expansion team. It's unreal. Yeah. And also, I mean, the Kraken, honestly. I mean, this was, what, their second season, and they beat the defending champs and moved on around. Like,
yeah.
Expansion teams in the NHL, there's no reason they should be this good, but it's cool to see, honestly. So, yeah, hopefully Florida makes it a little closer. But for now, the Golden Knights are kind of running away with it.
Yeah. So. I mean, I didn't the previous winners, like, end up sweeping, too? I know
what do you mean?
When Tampa Bay, they ended up winning, like, quite a few. They ended up, like, sweeping. Like, it was, I mean, it wasn't even close in the finals.
Tampa Bay had a ridiculous run.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, they won back-to-back, and then they got to another one last year, and then my Avalanche beat them. And then we got smacked by the Kraken, so that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that was the Lightning run was insane. Like, they're a really good team.
I mean, I don't know, but, yeah. I mean, that's a little sprinkle of hockey. You're never going to have it again. I mean, we were talking about this a little bit. Like, I mean, when I was going to that Steelheads game, dude, I was still traumatized by everything that was going on. Like, if you're a long-listening fan of the show, you know the story. This is, like, the
dude,
second stories and stuff
ever. I was
going to
say, that was a long
time ago.
This
was a long time ago, and I'm still traumatized. My very first Steelheads game, what happened was, you know, when you go to a game with your family, and there's always a situation where someone's going to have to sit at the end of the rows. And this time I was like, you know what? I'll be nice. So I'll sit in the end of the row for my family. And this was the worst time to pick that because I sat there and the person that sat next to me took up over my seat. He, like, I can't exaggerate this. I'm literally not exaggerating. He sat over my seat. Like, and the seats are kind of very narrow. They're right next to each other. You know, it's hockey. That's kind of how they are. He was over my seat, and it was really bad because he was practically sitting on my lap in my seat, and it was really horrible. It got so bad that my family had to tell the family next to us to move down a row or move down like a couple seats so I could move and be away from him because it was just so uncomfortable. I was touching him the whole game. I was like this. Like, if this was the seat,
dude,
I was like this, and I was still touching him because he was over more than my seat.
I'm like still pulling sand out of my hair from my volleyball really? Game. Yeah.
Dude. But, oh, it was so traumatic. That was the most traumatic sporting event I've ever had. It was, yeah. But anyways, I think that's all the time that we have for today's episode. It was a little bit weird one, but, I mean, that's always how we are, I guess. So, yeah, thank you for listening. We'll have this on YouTube eventually. And, yeah, you can watch the clips on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, which is surprisingly slowly becoming our more relevant platform at this point somehow.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for listening, and yeah, we'll see you in the next one. Peace.